His name was Daddy Bryson, and he became one of the best-known train engineers in the Smoky Mountains, not because of his skill on the rails, but instead for the unfortunate accident that cost him his life. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Before 1934, when Smoky Mountain National Park was created, these hills were filled with miles of track for logging. Along with those rail lines came plenty of mishaps.
There were many accidents, probably the most famous of which took place on June 30th, 1909.
Rick Turner at the Little River Railroad and Lumber Company Museum says that famous derailment involved engineer Gordon Daddy Bryson.
Since it was Saturday night and there was a dance in Elkmont and Daddy was a ladies' man, and he had 5 carloads of logs that he needed to bring down.
Daddy was supposed to bring a maximum of 3 cars of logs at a time, but making 2 trips would cause him to miss most of the dance. So the men working the Shea locomotive decided to take 5 cars at once.
Now, as luck would have it, it started to rain. And steel rails and steel wheels and rain create a problem. It's called traction.
The engine had a sand dome that could be used to sprinkle sand on the track to slow the train down. When Daddy pulled the chain to get some sand on the tracks, the dome was empty.
And as he starts to descend, it goes faster and faster and faster, till they reach a point where there's a very sharp curve and everybody kind of bails out.
Daddy Bryson was killed in the accident, but he became a legend when a song was written about it.
There was a ballad written about it, and it made Daddy's son very upset every time he heard it, so he quit Little River and went to another lumber company.
Today, little remains of the old rail lines that once crisscrossed what is today Smoky Mountain National Park. However, this museum shares the story of the many who worked the rails and logged the timber here a century ago. Driving the Countryside, in Townsend, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.